Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Demetrius Ivory, WGN-TV meteorologist, joins us now. Hi, Demetrius. How are you?
Hey there. Hanging on out here.
Well put, sir. So it's cloudy right now. It rained and thundered last night slash early this morning. This is kind of what it's going to look like all weekend?
You know, basically. Right. As far as today goes, it's kind of a give it 5 minutes thing. We're expecting showers and thunderstorms. They're going to return coming in from the west. There's a line of, I'd say, lighter showers across our northern counties right now. So it's not so much raining in Chicago, but it's just beginning to clear out in the Lake County. But south and west of us near Peoria, just south of Kankakee County, there's a tornado watch which has been issued until 6 p.m. So your listeners and our viewing area not in that watch, but it's nearby and it affects over a million folks. So, you know, certainly all the ingredients are in place for some strong storms to come our way tonight. We'll have another round of storms which will potentially come our way tomorrow. It's all really because of the same line, a front that just rides in and just kind of sticks around all weekend through Memorial Day.
If you are traveling somewhere, at least in the Midwest, and you want a quick update from Demetrius, I'll ask him, although I think I know what he's going to say. But the number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If you've got weekend plans, just call or text right now, and if we can get you on real quick, we'll let you sort of fine-tune his forecast. Because that's what it is. Is this possible, Demetrius, that say I've got a softball game Sunday at noon, is it possible that Sunday from noon to 2 it's going to be okay? It's not going to be a complete 3-day washout, is it?
Exactly. And, you know, that's something that we, you know, I would say that we fight with all the time. Because, you know, when we do our 7-day forecast, you know, for the icons, you have to put rain there because it's going to,
right.
There will be periods of rainy hours. However, it's not going to rain all day. So, you know, Sunday, I'd say 11 to 2, you're dry. There's a better chance for showers and thunderstorms Sunday evening. And Saturday evening also. So it looks like most of these are going to be kind of afternoon, evening types of events, but certainly not an all-day washout. So, you know, I head into the weekend thinking I'm not going to cancel any plans, certainly for this weekend. I'm just going to make sure I check the radar. If you plan on heading out, maybe cutting the grass or something like that, and it's about to storm, let that one blow through. Hopefully it'll dry out good enough, and you can probably do it an hour or two after that.
Brett had a question for you. Brett, you're on WGN Radio. Hi.
Good afternoon, King John and Mr. Ivory. Hey, I'm going to the Indianapolis 500 on Sunday, and there's been rain in the forecast, and it's gone, and it's back again. Can you give me a better idea of what might be taking place down there?
I'm going to be in Indianapolis this weekend, too, and the race starts at 11 a.m., doesn't it, our time?
It would be, 11 o'clock.
All right, so right now it's looking like rain will probably develop there just after noon or so. And, I mean, that's splitting hairs this far out, but, you know, this is what we got. So it does look like there will be some showers and thunderstorms. Let's see, that's about a three-and-a-half-hour race, correct?
Well, 2.5 hours.
Yeah. I don't think that they are going to be able to race through without some showers and thunderstorms. They may delay it until that rain moves through. It's not going to be all day, but right now it looks like rain there from probably about noon to 2.
What about Monday? Say they postpone the race until Memorial Day.
Monday right now looks pretty good there. Maybe a line of showers move through, but not, you know, nothing as heavy or strong as what you're talking about on Sunday. I think the big problem would be, you know, that's a big crowd, right? I mean, out there, if you're talking about a strong or severe line of thunderstorms, you know, forget the race. There's a better chance that folks are going to be in. You're going to have a lot of folks out there in danger. So I think that there's a good chance that you may be looking at either a delay on Sunday or just some type of involvement of showers and thunderstorms, unfortunately.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thanks for the call. A lot of our listeners, Demetrius, are saying Sunday is Bike the Drive on Lakeshore Drive. So what do you see from sunrise to noon Sunday morning along the lake?
That's good news. And, you know, our station's one of the sponsors, so, you know, can't make it rain for that. So one of our models, the one that I'm looking at that I like the most, RPM model, does show some light showers possible. Nothing heavy or severe, and that's good news. So it's a long ride. It's at 30 miles. So yeah. I think a little bit of, you know, cloud cover and maybe some sprinkles wouldn't be, you know, that bad a deal. So either way, we're not looking at heavy rain, but there is going to be a, you know, a slight chance for rain. I'd say 20 or 30%. So, you know, can't take it out of the forecast, but it's definitely not the type of thing where we're going to have to, it looks like we're going to have to cancel this or anything like that.
Dottie's traveling up to, I think, Minnesota. Is that right, Dottie?
That's right. Northfield, Minnesota, just south of the Twin Cities.
So Minneapolis, St. Paul.
You are going the right way. Are you leaving? It depends on when you're leaving. Are you leaving tonight or tomorrow?
I leave tomorrow, but what I want to know is Sunday afternoon for a college graduation.
Sunday afternoon looks very good there. They'll have winds out of the east, southeast, so it's going to be relatively dry air coming their way. I think you look good there. I think Sunday afternoon should be just fine for that graduation.
Oh,
so,
great news.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Get out of here and head north, and you'll probably be better off.
Yeah, maybe I'll do. Maybe they could move the Indianapolis 500 to, I don't know, St. Paul.
Yeah, Minneapolis 500. No problem.
Just change a couple letters, he'll notice the difference. Dave is on line two. You're on WGN. Dave.
Yeah, hey, Demetrius, a question for you. With this amount of cool weather and everything that we had this spring, is it sort of suggesting a hot and dry summer?
You know, typically that kind of does lead to that. It's almost like, you know, a cool winter sometimes leads to a warm summer. The problem is there's so much moisture out there. So in terms of a dry summer, I don't know. I mean, so far this month, we've already seen 5 inches of rain. That's 2.5 inches more than normal. So there's just a lot of moisture out there that's going to be in the plant. You know, a lot of farmers haven't even been able to get their plants in yet.
Yeah.
So, dry, I would definitely say humid, and probably warm, but I wouldn't necessarily say dry because there's just a lot of moisture out there that we're going to have to deal with. It's going to be sticking around for way longer than what it's used to. So right now I would say warm probably. As far as dry goes, probably, you know, I wouldn't say that yet.
Thanks for the call, though. Good question. I think a lot of us are wondering if I'm paying my dues now. I do not remember because, I watch you guys, I listen to our guys, but I also have on my phone, you know, I think a lot of us have a lot of weather sources. And the app on my phone has a 10-day window. It's the one that comes with my phone.
Oh, wow.
And it has not had 5 sun balls out of 10. It hasn't had 3 sun balls out of 10 for the last month. I don't remember looking at my phone and being encouraged by the weather. Is this been an unusually crappy spring so far?
Yeah, well, out of 23 days this month, I think 7 days, no rain, no measurable rain.
That's it. And then the other days could have been cloudy. I mean, really, how many days we have that just been sunny? Not many.
Oh, not many at all. Yeah, it has just been an extremely cloudy start to the month. Rain almost every day. I mean, it's already going to go down as a wetter than normal month.
Right.
And if we add another inch or two to this thing, I mean, you're going to be talking about upwards of 7 inches of rain for the month. So it's already going to be, you know, it's just kind of been a horrible May, right? What I've found is that we turn the switch really quickly now. You go from spring to summer in a weekend, and then it's 80 degrees from then till, you know, past Halloween.
Well, there's going to come a point, I've been telling this to myself as I've been shivering in bed, that there's going to come a point soon, maybe not that far away, where I'm going to go, man, it's hot.
Right, right.
Boy, oh boy, this sucks.
The thing is, it's not over the next week.
ain't no time soon.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's, you know, there's always a pattern shift, but it is not in the it's not in the near term at all. I mean, you know, warmer air potentially, but we just have a really progressive pattern with just rapid fire, low pressure systems and fronts that just continue to move through over the next week.
Now, you told somebody, 312 says here, here, Demetrius Ivory, Channel 9, WGN-TV meteorologist. 312 says, you told somebody it's going to be nice this weekend, maybe in the Twin Cities. How's the storm, John? Please ask Demetrius about central Wisconsin for this weekend. Maybe they've got a graduation, too. What are you thinking about Madison to Green Bay along there?
I think it's going to be really stormy there tonight. If you need to get there, it's probably going to be really tough to get there tonight. Between Chicago, between this area and there, you could be driving through some of the more powerful storms tonight. Tomorrow, Wisconsin, you know, pretty much looks okay. And really for the weekend, there's a lot of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. Maybe even some stronger ones right up along the state line tomorrow evening as a line moves through. But then Sunday, you should be generally south of all the action. It's going to be
north. They'll be north.
Oh, sorry. North of all the action. Action is going to be south. Excuse me. Thanks for correcting me. It's going to be mainly Chicago and all points south for Sunday. So as far as Madison, central Wisconsin, I don't know about going there tonight. If it were up to me, I'd head out earlier tomorrow morning. Maybe some storms developing tomorrow evening, say 4, 5, 6 o'clock that time. But then Sunday, you look completely fine as all the action is going to be mainly south.
Hey, John, weekend weather in South Haven, Michigan. I'm trying to figure out, is South Haven southwest Michigan or is that northwest Michigan? Let me pull up.
It's southwest. Not southwest.
Thank
not
you,
too
Steve.
Far up the shore.
Okay, so southwest Michigan. A lot of folks go into their lake houses around there.
Okay.
Opening them up for Memorial Day. So what do you say, northwest Indiana, southwest Michigan?
Northwest Indiana this evening, again, you're going to be in it the same thing that we are in here in Chicago. Slight risk of a severe thunderstorm. So it's definitely going to be one of those things where travel this evening, I'd say anything after 5 o'clock or so, certainly till midnight, check the radar, because you certainly don't want to drive into a severe thunderstorm.
How about Saturday or Sunday?
But now, Saturday is a different story. Saturday looks like, again, that complex is going to roll through here, Chicago.
Probably going to roll through there.
Going to roll through there also. And that's going to be, that would be late Saturday evening, probably after 5 p.m., could be as late as 10, 10:30. And then after that, for the rest of the weekend, you know, it looks okay. I'd say Sunday, maybe the same old shower activity that we see here in Chicago could hit portions of southern and western Michigan, but that's about it. So the critical period would certainly be tonight. Check the radar before you head out and about to get there. And then tomorrow evening, there could be a line that'll move through that could be a little bit stronger.
One last call for you, Demetrius. Okay. Gina was, what are you doing, Gina, this weekend? You're on WGN.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
The Soldier Field 10 mile is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, are you ready for that one? 10 mile. That's a long one. Wow, that's a really long one. So as far as Soldier Field tomorrow, I think we're completely fine. I don't have any showers or anything hanging around.
Okay, but wait a minute. Soldier Field. So, in other words, all this crap comes through tonight.
Yes.
Overnight, but tomorrow morning. What time's the race, Gina?
7 a.m. start time.
7 a.m. You think it won't be raining at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning along the lake?
No, I don't think it'll be raining at 7 a.m. I think it'll be
awesome.
Out of here by then. And
58 degrees? 55 degrees?
Tonight's going to be a fairly... Well, along Soldier Field, it will be around 55. I have a low of about 65 tonight at O'Hare.
Oh.
So, but along the lake, cooler. So, you know, certainly upper 50s, low 60s at that time. So really comfortable conditions for that tomorrow morning, and I don't have any rain or anything. It should be cloudy, which, you know, no one wants to run when it's sunny outside, right? So it should be cloudy, and
it depends
okay.
on how serious you are. But Gina, good luck to you then.
Yeah, good luck, Gina.
Awesome. Thanks. Good news.
By the way, Steve Bertrand, I don't know if you noticed, but Demetrius was doing what I like to call triangulation.
Yep.
Now, Demetrius,
I'd like to ask Demetrius, so do you think the White Sox will beat the Twins tonight?
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland. Well, how about this? Originally from Cleveland, grew up an Indians fan, but I got to throw the first pitch out for the Sox. When did you do this? I did it twice. One of them lives in infamy. There was a lot of movement on the ball. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, no. You're not one of those.
Yeah. The second one was basically a strike, but no one cares about that one.
Wait a minute. What happened on the first one? Where did it end up?
It ended up right next to home plate. I tell you what, if you were a batter, this would be a tough ball because it started off high inside and ended low, maybe even in the dirt outside. So there was a lot of movement. Basically,
You're throwing a curveball?
In practice, I kept throwing the ball over the guy catching the ball. I couldn't get the ball down low. So then when they had me get on the mound, which is kind of daunting to stand
right
up there and say, boy, this thing's taller than...
This is different.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to throw this thing over. So I let it go right by my ear, and it that let's just put it this way, that is not the way you want to be replayed over and over again.
Yeah, I'm
throwing
gonna,
a cupcake.
I'm gonna Google that.
Oh no, well it won't you. It won't take you far to get to it. You'll find it'll be. Awesome. But after that, I got a little bit of affinity for the Sox. So I'm hoping the Sox pull this one off.
Well, the Sox are home tonight, right, guys?
No, they're up in Minnesota. No.
Minnesota. Okay. Well, they. I don't care. Do you know what is going to happen at 6 o'clock tonight in Minnesota? They do not have a roof at Target Field.
They don't have a roof.
No, they do not. Okay. No, they put one on the football stadium, but they don't have one on the bay, which is really weird because think how far north and bad weather in Minnesota is in April and May. And for that matter, September, October, they did not put a roof on that thing.
Well, it may. It certainly may rain for that.
I just interrupt to say that the first pitch is actually at MLB.com and...
Oh, no. Well, no, I think that's the good one.
Oh, is this the good one? Here he comes. Oh, yeah, that's better.
That's the good one. Yeah, that's the good one. Have that's you, after a year of...
Did you pay money to have that bad one scrubbed from the internet?
Wish I could. We show it all the time. Whenever anyone throws a first pitch here at GN, they show mine for 2 weeks before. It was pretty bad. Man. And I didn't know it was bad until I was up in the booth afterward and they said they showed the replay and I said, "Oh no, this has to go. Like we can't run this ever again."
Yeah, which means they're going to run it all the time.
Oh. It's a scary thing though.
I have a similar tale, Demetrius, in that 10 years ago, maybe more, when the Cubs were on our radio station, I got to sing Take Me Out to the Ballgame.
Oh, no way.
Seventh inning stretch.
No
which
way.
Is like, you talk about honors, first pitch and Take Me Out to the Ballgame, you've arrived. And I got one of the words wrong, and they played it over and over again on this radio station. I said, Take Me Out to the Ballgame, Take Me Out to the... What's the next word? Take me out to the ball.
Take me out game. With the crowd.
With the crowd.
Take me out with the crowd. I said, take me out to the park.
Oh no! Oh no!
Feeling better, Demetrius?
Yeah, that's tough.
So I'm feeling you, my friend. Hey, thanks for your help this afternoon, and we'll call you again sometime. Say hi to everybody over there.
I will. Kudos to you for actually stepping up and singing. I wouldn't do it in a million years.
He won't do it in a million more.
The callback's not coming.
Goodbye, Demetrius.
Thank you.
I'll see you later. Goodbye. I don't want to talk about it anymore.